It's a beaten down grassy path which winds behind EKU's law enforcement complex and onto the Taylor Fork Ecological Project site. Just inside the large gate, the landscape changes. The land is clear with room for a picnic table. A sign outlines an interpretive trail, and there's a boot scrubber. David Brown is a biology sciences professor at Eastern.
A lot of natural areas have something like that, so that as you enter it, you scrape your feet, and if you're carrying, you know, seeds or burrs or, you know, whatever, you leave them behind.
People that hike around maybe don't even realize it, but they're getting seeds from invasive plants attached to their boots and their shoes. And so if you clean your boots on the way in, it means that the seeds fall right at the entrance, and then we can spot spray herbicide instead of having the invasive species spread all out throughout the natural area.
Jennifer Coslow is also a professor at EKU. The Eastern Ecological Project was once pasture land. For 10 years, EKU leased it out to a neighboring farmer. David Brown says an undergrad in biology had the idea of restoring the land back to a natural area and converting it into an outdoor classroom. Brown says that idea was taken to school officials, who said yes. Now, about a year and a half later, the area features 10 wetlands and 2 buffalo wallows. Those are muddy, circular areas that hold some water.
A couple of weeks of building the wetlands, there were already lots of aquatic insects, like diving beetles, that were in the wetlands. There was already frogs laying eggs in the wetlands. There were already birds hanging around using the wetland.
In addition to bringing native species back to the Madison County site, the Taylor Fork area makes for a nice teaching tool. Ecology professor Jennifer Coslow hopes to bring some of her ecology students there for a class.
When you know, you have 20 different students doing a project in a single season, maybe their projects aren't inherently connected, but we could start looking at larger patterns over time and building on that just because we're using the same site.
While attending high school in Frankfurt, EKU senior Lauren Taylor helped with the raptor program at the nearby Salado Wildlife Center. Now she's identifying bird calls at the Taylor Fork area.
What I've learned is actually coming out and then listening and then spotting the bird and seeing what bird is calling helps more than just listening to audio, you know, in your house or something like that, because they're all going to vary a little bit.
Upon graduation, Taylor would like to find a job in ornithology in Central or South America. Taylor says there's a lot of interest in such preservation work among her peers, but such study is difficult without large preserves like the one at EKU.
I mean, you can't just have, you know, spotty places that are, you know, one spot over here has a good habitat and then like miles away has a good habitat. It has to have connectivity.
Students are already at work restoring the site. For example, Jesse Godbold of Oneida, Kentucky, is bringing a native plant known as running buffalo clover back to Taylor Fork. It's found nearby the Bluegrass Army Depot, which he says is ripe with the rare clover.
Myself and another undergraduate and a graduate student did a lot of monitoring out at the Bluegrass Army Depot, which, as far as we know, is the largest population in the state and one of the largest populations of it in the world.
Some of that running buffalo clover, along with hundreds of trees, have already been transplanted to Taylor Fork and are marked with a small colored flag. Biology professor David Brown says such restoration projects will be ongoing.
There's much more that needs to be done. There's still a ton of honeysuckle out here and other invasive species. The road coming out still needs to be improved. So in terms of like public access, it's still not ideal.
Brown says it also offers the flexibility to practice different nature management techniques. He adds the Taylor Fork area will never be a Lily Cornett Woods. That property, which is also managed by Eastern Kentucky University, preserves an old-growth forest. But he says Taylor Fork will still offer sanctuary to native wildlife and plants. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.